Thanks for tuning in. Let's get back to home maintenance. You're listening to CJAD 800, The Real Estate Show. I'm Terry Kalakos. And if you haven't done so, take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is newsonthego.ca. On the line with us, we have Darren Doucette, Superfly president of Ductmasters. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with me today, Darren.
I'm vice president extraordinaire today. I don't mind the title changes today.
All right, awesome.
So oh, good. During,
I might keep that, Terry. I might keep it.
Put it on your business cards. I guarantee you it's going to increase your business like tenfold.
Am I going to have to give you a kick on that?
No, don't worry about it.
Right, let's trademark it.
Yeah, it's a freebie. So during the break, we were talking a little bit about the weirdest things that you have found in ducts. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, in the business, we do find some interesting things. I mean, there's so many things that I saw, but we found, like, to go more to the morbid side, we find a lot of rodents and stuff like that.
Right.
Gross to talk about, but that's what you are concerned for.
Yeah.
You know, that's an interesting thing. One time in the area of St. Lazare, we actually found a whole family of squirrels in an actual duct.
That's you're amazing, breathing, right?
Like,
that.
Yeah. Even for me to think about it now, it's like, you know, to find a squirrel in a duck. And there was actually seven of them.
Oh,
there was a family, the parents, and it was a lot of small ones.
And you're breathing in dead squirrels.
Yes, exactly. Oh, exactly. They were terrible. Breathing dead squirrels. And you know what the interesting thing about it for us, back then, we used to offer it as an additional service. Now that we include this for free, but back then I used to offer it as an additional service, disinfection for the duck. And the client refused it. He didn't want the disinfection.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you sure about that?
Oh.
You got seven dead squirrels, buddy. And he was not interested in it. I threw it in for free because he had some kids in the house that said, listen, I got to put this in. I'm not going to charge you for it because you really need it. So the squirrels was super interesting. We find some other stuff that people find. They're very surprised. I had a customer one time. We pulled out a funny bag, and we didn't know what it was, to be honest with you. When we pulled it out, it was marijuana, a bag of marijuana.
Okay. And,
that's one of the teenagers hiding it in the ducts.
That's another story I'll get to. But
chances are it's one of the parents hiding it in the ducts. That's a whole other conversation.
But this was before marijuana became marijuana now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It wasn't like that back then. And,
yeah.
And the guy was all red-faced about it. And then I go, do you want this? And he's just like, no, it's not mine.
It's
like,
it's
you
not
want
mine.
To dispose of it. But he wanted to know where we put it, though.
Oh, wow. Where did you get rid of that? I just got to make sure my...
Just put it at the top of the garbage can.
Yeah, my last, I got many, but my last interesting story was I had a gentleman one time, a very distinguished gentleman in the West Island area, and...
Not me, people. Not me. He's not talking about me now.
No. And so we went into his study room where he was doing his work and stuff like that. We opened up his return vent, and we found actually, and he wasn't there at the time. He left the room for us to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
And we pulled out a full liquor bottle out of the duct.
Oh.
A full liquor bottle out of the duct. I think
wow.
It was vodka or something like that. It was a full size. And then we pulled it out, and my buddies kept it for me. And when I got to the job site to verify my work, so I do sometimes, I go my spot checks.
Uh-huh.
And they had it there. But we got to show you something. So they left it there. But the funny thing about it is that the customer himself, he was hiding it from the wife.
Oh, wow.
So when we went in there, the wife found it by accident. We didn't try to get him in trouble, but my guys kept it there to show me. And then he left it beside the duck, and the wife put it together with the husband, and that's another story.
Wow. Okay, so for those of you that are listening, if you're hiding anything in your ducts, take them out before the duck cleaners come.
Yes,
but honestly, exactly. Darren, you guys have an excellent, excellent reputation, Ductmasters, and I know that you're fully insured, right?
Yes, 100%. And that's a good thing about NACA. Again, if you become a NACA member through the association, to get your permits, to get your degrees and your level of certificates, you need to prove that you have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason why you might want to go and get a certified company through NACA as well.
Awesome. Darren, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they reach out to you?
Perfect. Yeah, thank you. We have the same phone number for the last 15 years, our phone number. Should I give that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, please do.
Our phone number is 514-826-7000. 5148267223. Again, that's 5148267223. And we have the website, which has been there as well for the longest time. It's Duckmasters, plural with the S, .ca. And we're also on Facebook as well, but I don't know that by heart, the address, unfortunately.
All right, cool. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Darren.
Much appreciated.
Yes, thank you too, Terry, for this, and all the best.
All the best, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
So, I mean, just completely fascinating, right? When we're talking about
that's
ducks,
amazing.
I had to get
those stories.
You know, Darren was at our house. I had to get him on the air with us because I love the guy so much. Anyways,
that was really cool.
Yeah,
and you were mentioning gutters also before we went on to the news.
Yeah. So, and when I'm talking about cleaning out your gutters, people, I'm talking about actual your gutters, mm-hmm. not the other connotations about that. Okay, so cleaning your
No.
So
don't go there.
Home maintenance. I don't know. Okay,
no,
whatever.
No.
Your gutters are one of these things, yes. that, again, for the most part, a lot of people will do it, but we don't think about it.
They're so high up. You don't know there's leaves up there and all that.
Exactly. And a good window cleaning company, a lot of times what they're going to do is they're going to offer that in. So in a couple of weeks when we're going to have the window cleaning company that's going to get on the air with us, it's going to be Patrick Watson, who owns a company out on the West Island.
Vitre Soleil.
Yeah, Vitre Soleil. He's going to talk a little bit about that. But gutter cleaning is one of these things that if you don't do it properly and if you don't actually take the time to make sure that there's no leaves, there's no debris in there, you end up having this accumulation of water. Mm-hmm. And although you might not necessarily have an issue with it in the summertime, again, come winter, this water is going to freeze. It could break your gutters.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually break your roof, right? Because depending on how much of an ice build up accumulation
yes.
you get, it can actually damage
your
shingles.
Yeah, because they end up like hanging off
exactly.
The house.
And we've seen it, you know, we have a country place, my wife and I, and I've had a couple, you know, the previous owners, they were extremely good when it came to this. And this is my bad.
Yes.
They had actual heating elements that were running through the gutters. And the reason why they did that is so that there is never any ice accumulation that goes into those gutters, which you can actually put in as well. There's all kinds of little shields that you can put over your gutters to protect them. But even if you know, a lot of people are saying, well, Terry, I don't have tall trees around my house. I don't need to clean them.
Yeah, but leaves fly from everywhere.
Leaves fly, but even the little pebbles that you get from your roof. So, you know, if your shingles are not necessarily, you know, if you have shingles,
a little bit of an older roof,
yeah. you end up having these little pebbles, these little, these little rocks that are coming off of your roof, and they'll accumulate in those gutters. And then all of a sudden it can actually block, your water flow. Rav, we've run out of real estate officially. It's crazy how time completely flies. If people want to get a hold of us, how do they reach us, Marav?
You can call us at the office at 514-680-4674, or you can reach us online at northeastmortgages.ca, or visit us on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/northeastmortgages.
And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is newsonthego.ca. Till next week, everyone, have a blessed week. I love you all.